Heck, the Husky Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are moving along, talking about Michigan Tech volleyball and the Husky splitting over the weekend at home. I know it was nice for Coach Jennings to be back home in front of his home crowd, and he can tell you himself. He is actually in our studio today. Hi, Coach Jennings.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Well, let's talk about the weekend at the SDC.
It was a good weekend. Deceiving record-wise. I mean, to be totally honest, the last three matches we've played, I don't want to say the best we've played, but in terms of, like, start to finish volleyball, I don't think I've seen our team put out a performance like we did last three matches, particularly Hillsdale. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that was a beating there for a while.
Right.
I mean, and Finley, I don't know how that got out of the UP 2-0. I mean, we had them pinned. Northern had them pinned, too. They were up 1-0 in the second set. They had set point in set two, and Finley walks out 2-0.
Well, in that Finley match, you guys played really well, obviously, especially in that second set. I mean, you guys dominated 25-13, I think it was,
right.
and I think everybody in the place was thinking, "Wow, this could be done real soon here." And they fought back, and it was close. You know, it was just close the rest of the way, and we just couldn't quite get over that hump.
That's right. You know, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because. So we're up 2-0 and we lose 3-2. Disappointing. And you know, I had to do some thinking of myself, like how do I respond? You know, with a big match the next day. And one thing we've talked about as a team all season is we can control the controllables. We control the approach to things. We can control the response to things. We can't always control the outcome of things.
Right.
And I think we own that. And we went into Saturday kind of like wanting to get back Friday, but really separating ourselves from it. And I think for the young team we have, it was maybe that loss that kind of catapulted us into putting together a start to finish performance like we did Saturday. You know, it was, I don't know if we have Saturday without Friday. As hard as that is to explain, I think that's what it was.
Everybody that watches this team now, including myself, I mean, the buzz is that this is a different look to this team from 1 year ago. From a coach's point of view, what are people seeing? Put it into words, I guess, the difference in this team.
You know, I don't think we have enough time from a coach's perspective. I'm going to get wonky on you. But, you know, like the numbers are all trending in the right direction. We're playing fast. Hillsdale and Finley were the two best blocking teams in the country. And we outblocked Hillsdale in a big fashion.
Mm-hmm.
If one thing you'll notice is our middles, the way they're scoring. I mean, there are times where Lauren and Stephanie are like full swing before their middles are even up off the ground in transition. We're playing very, very, very fast. There was a ball that Lauren put down versus Hillsdale. I mean, it was 8 feet down, straight down.
Mm-hmm.
I know Steph tagged a girl on the shoulder pretty well. We're playing very fast and aggressive and it more efficiently. You know, we're not having to rely on two people, three people to put the ball away. If you look at the set distribution from Saturday, it was almost perfectly even across the board. So when you think about a defense having to defend us and playing as fast as we are, they don't know who's going to get the ball. You can give it to anyone. When Sylvie Rokosh is kind of like tamed by performance. I mean, she had 13 kills, 300, and when she wasn't like the go-to all the time, that's when you know your offense is clicking.
It seems like things are definitely, you can see that the ball is being spread around a lot more. Last year seemed like we relied on the outside a ton all the time with obviously Aubrey Fysek out there doing a big load in that, and now she's injured, but other guys are stepping up, other players are stepping up, and it seems like you know, when we get her back, it's going to even just be better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Aubrey Fysek is a real special player. It's hard to explain what she brings. She makes a one too many, you know, hitting errors here and there, but the intensity and the aggression she brings. If you think of it this way, she averages about 4 points a set for us. You played at 25.
Right.
4 points from one person with her ace, with her serving and hitting, it's a ton of numbers. What we've done in the interim is Rachel, I mean, she's scoring points with her serving and her dumping, kind of taking over where Maddie left off with her offense as a setter. And we've asked a lot of some other people. Aubrey Havlicek's come in and done some good things for us. Kendall Ward's kind of finally recovering. But the biggest part really is, you know, just the across-the-board sharing of responsibilities. And one part that gets overlooked, and I got to give a shout out to my littles in the back row. They're playing at such a high level right now. Our passing, we stat passing, so three being the perfect pass, we're averaging like a 2-2, which means like on average we're getting a B-plus pass. At the college level, that's phenomenal. Hmm. Without that, you can't get the ball to Stephanie and Lauren in transition because it takes such a, I think, a good pass. Jackie Aird is doing such a great job in the back row. She eclipsed 1,000 digs on Tuesday night in her career already. And she's the most humble, hardworking kid you'll ever meet. But that stuff gets overlooked, you know, and even serving. We're serving aggressive, a lot of aces, but we have fewer errors than we have aces. That's pretty rare on any team, let alone a team that's serving as aggressive as we are.
How about you were planning on running a 6-2 this year.
Right.
Seems like it's been a 5-1 pretty much the whole time.
Right.
Is that the injury situation?
Totally. I just had this conversation with Rosie, our other setter, you know. But I have two very good setters, and they complement each other very well. It's hard to say where we'll go going forward. The plan was to run a 6-2, put Aubrey Havlicek opposite Rachel. You probably saw a couple times over the weekend how they connect when Aubrey's on the right side real fast.
Yeah.
And then, Fisick goes down. So then we have to replace her with Havlicek, which makes us run the 5-1. I'd like to get back to the 6-2 with Fisick, but you just don't know. I mean, we've not had a full roster yet in terms of, you know, with injuries and whatnot. But right now, what we did over the weekend is what I'd like to see more of. And so we're going to go with that again this, you know, going forward.
Got the long trips at Malone this weekend and at Walsh. Talk about what you expect from these two matches.
Well, it's interesting. This is not an easy trip. I'm learning this very quickly in my short time here. Ohio, you know, I grew up a Buckeye fan, and I'm learning not to like the state of Ohio. It's really quickly. Yeah. I know my dad just rolled his eyes right now. But, it's a long trip, so no matter who we're playing, it's going to be a challenge. Malone presents a very methodical, very deliberate, you know, offense. They kind of lull you in. They did it to us last year. Walsh is dangerous. They're 0-4 right now. They're begging for a win. They're itching for a win, I should say. Two teams that we need to take care of business if we expect to go 2-0.
Well, this team's fun to watch. Can't wait till you guys come back home, which is
the weekend after.
Weekend after, right?
Yeah, and then we finish with 5 here at home, so
oh, yeah,
we'll see.
That's awesome. Very good. Well, Coach, we congratulations on the season going very well. And I know this team is fun to watch, and I know how proud you are
I'm very proud.
The progress that this team has made and what they're going to be making. So looking forward to it. And those matches will be this weekend, and we'll let you know how the Huskies did. They'll be at Malone and at Walsh this weekend. Good luck, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, and don't forget Husky Hockey this weekend on Mix 93 from Lake State University, as Michigan Tech will be taking on the Lakers and Damon Whitten Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, Wes. And no other, we do have home soccer this weekend, right?
Yeah, we do have home soccer Friday and Sunday. I think Ohio Dominican comes in on Friday, 7 o'clock match on Friday night, and then we play again on Sunday at noon. So a couple of home soccer matches, looking forward to that. Everybody else is either off in the case of football or on the road. Cross-country teams are back in action this weekend at the Blue Gold Invitational. Volleyball is on the road down in Ohio, and then obviously the big hockey games down in the Sioux. And fun listening to Coach Pearson yesterday talking about just playing those conference games right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And they had their WCHA media teleconference, so listening to that. But a lot of fun. Looking forward to getting the hockey season started and rolling along with everybody else.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93. Thanks to Wes, thanks to all the coaches and athletes, and we'll have it again next week. It's every Tuesday, 7:30, exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ.